And we are live. Welcome to the Rome Show. You know, I really appreciate you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate being here. Hi.
Absolutely. Definitely no problem. So I came across you on Instagram, and I see you're the social media editor for CT Public.
That's right. Yeah, we have a few.
That's super fire. So before you got there, what inspired you to want to do that?
So it's actually a really funny story. So I was born and raised in Connecticut. I've been here my whole life. And I have such a deep love for this state for so many reasons and the whole region, New England, even the surrounding area, New York, of course. And so I kind of just wanted to share that love with the people around me. I think it's really easy for people to hate on things that they don't understand, like Connecticut, for example, the region, for example. So that's what really inspired me to want to share my love of the region so that people could say, oh, there's nothing to do here. I could just show them my account and say, you know, explain this kind of thing. So with that account, I ended up DMing Connecticut Public. And so for anyone who might not know, we're underneath NPR and PBS. So we're just like the Connecticut version. And so I kept DMing my current boss. And I was a little bit forward. I was a little bit aggressive. And because of that, my boss was like, wow, she like really wants to be a part of this team. So eventually I didn't really hear back. And, you know, I just figured I would go my own way. But I ended up getting an interview. And they said, you know, there were a lot of people who were more on paper, seemed to have, you know, more skill. But your determination and your resilience, because they would say, oh, not right now. And I'd come back and they'd say, maybe not yet. And I'd say, how about freelance? So my current boss this day, she's awesome. She said, because of that, we had to give you a shot. And I've been there about 1 year. This January was my 1 year. So that's exciting.
Right. Congrats on that. And you've been there for 1 year. And how long was you trying to get in there before you got in there?
So I actually did an abrupt career switch. I started out with teaching, and one day I just kind of realized, you know, it wasn't my passion. I always wanted to be in social media. I did want to be, I wanted people to see my face and know that they were getting information from me that was valuable. And so I decided in June to resign and switch completely my career from teaching to something in media, something in talent, entertainment, anything in that field. And so basically that summer, I took the summer off. And in the fall, I decided to really start applying places. And I actually got an interview with a local news station as well that was not a nonprofit that I really respect. And so it was kind of between that one or to work for Connecticut Public. And ultimately, I ended up going with my gut, and I made the best choice for me to go to Connecticut Public. So I want to say it was maybe 4 months, but even during the summer, like when I wasn't looking hard, I would DM them. I would comment on everything and say, this is awesome. I'd love to be a part of it. Are you hiring? That sort of thing. So I definitely took some time. I'm not going to lie and say, oh yeah, like I was so qualified, they had to let me in. No, it took some work for sure.
And that organization is in Hartford, correct? Or no?
That's right. Yeah. We're based in Hartford.
Super fire.
I honestly love Hartford. There's so much creativity and so much art and amazing. I think that Hartford is so up and coming. And so people are sleeping on Connecticut. They're sleeping on Hartford. They are making a mistake. I have to just say, like, maybe it's because I work there. And my dad actually moved there in the 80s. He was born and raised in Puerto Rico, and he moved straight to Hartford to like start his Connecticut life. But I think that people who are sleeping on Hartford are making a huge mistake.
Right. What's a few of your favorite things to do in Connecticut?
That's a tough one. It definitely depends on the season. I would say the beaches in any of the seasons, honestly, are gorgeous. Sometimes just getting in your car and driving to a beach, if it's like frosty out and it's so quiet and serene, no one else is there. I love to go to the beach or spend any time outdoors. I also really like, on my personal account, Eastside Vibes, to feature like small mom and pop shops that people don't know about, these hidden gems, whether it's like there's a store about recycling and like eco-friendly living that's in Middletown that you wouldn't really know about unless you know it gets featured. And I like to go and find like these new kooky, weird, quirky little spots that people might not really know about, but if they get the exposure that they deserve, people really enjoy. So I would kind of say exploring is my favorite thing to do.
Right. What's a few things that you do on an off day to get yourself back on?
On an off day, I really like to think about myself a couple of years ago. So I think about who I was when I was 20. I think about who I was when I was 25. And I think that that version of myself would have thought that the 27-year-old version was pretty cool. I think back to even 1 year ago, where I was 1 year ago versus now, I'm doing things that I did not think would be possible. And it's only from the help of the people around me, it's only from learning from the people around me that any of this was possible. But sometimes when I'm like, you know, down on myself, I'm not as far as I wanted. First of all, I have to remind myself that it's not a race. I don't look at the people around me and think, oh, I should be like them. Oh, I should be like them. I think about myself and I think about, where am I trying to go and where have I been? Because when I think about 3 years ago today, I was a school teacher. And now, like, I sent something to collaborate with a couple of people who were involved that definitely wasn't like me heavy, but I ended up making the caption for something and NPR agreed to collaborate. So thousands of people saw this post that I had some little piece of. And if you had told me that 3 years ago, I'd be like, you're bugging, truly. So I think that thinking about where you were, where you are, and where you're trying to go is so important. And also giving yourself grace. Sometimes creatives, we're all involved. I'm sure you are too, involved in 100 things. There's no downtime. And any downtime, you're like, should I be making content out of this? You know how it is.
Right.
So I try and give myself grace. Like, I'm not a machine. Like, we're people, we're mammals. Like, at the end of the day, we need to eat, we need to sleep, and we need to relax. So I think giving myself grace, but also being realistic, is kind of how I get through tough times.
Right. That's a good one.
Thank you.
You know, you just started your career. It's been 1 year in.
Yes.
what's a few things you haven't done yet that you want to do?
A few things I haven't done yet that I want to do. I'm really into collaborations. So I think for me, I actually have like a, you know, kind of like a mood board. And a few things that I have on that board are collaborations. Like, there are definitely people that I would like to reach out to and work with, especially in the Hartford area, but even beyond. So I would say what I'm really looking forward to is collaborations across different organizations. That's something I'm really interested in. And also, once I get to a certain point, I would really like to dip more into philanthropy, because Connecticut Public is a nonprofit. So my organization is only run, I mean, the whole point of the organization is to give people information for free. Good information, accurate information, inspiring and informative content for free. And to me, that just speaks such volumes. I think that education is the key to everything. And so anything that I can do to encourage access for other people would really help. So on a personal level, I would love to get into that sort of community of giving back to people, because every time I go to work, I'm so lucky that I get to say I'm giving back because I work for a nonprofit. But in my career and on a personal level, I think that would mean a lot to me. And I haven't gotten to that point yet. I still have so much to learn that I'm just very like self-absorbed and trying to figure things out. But someday I hope that I've been doing it for 20 years and I'm an expert and I can kind of give back to the new kid or give back to students who want to come in and learn. I'm really looking forward to that point.
Right. And when you say like collaborate with other like organizations, what exactly is it, like collaborate on a project or like create a show?
What's really exciting is where I work now, we have a lot of really interesting things in the works and we have a lot of big ideas. And so we're kind of on the down low right now with what we're announcing publicly, but just like the 5-year scheme of my company is looking very exciting. But something I can mention is I would love to like collaborate with PBS and go viral. Like, I pitch an idea and I work with a group of people and then it gets like 2 million views. That would just be so awesome to me. So there's different levels of collaboration, whether it's something small and goofy like a meme, or my boss has a couple of Emmys that she really worked so hard and she worked with this collaborative team to earn this Emmy. I just think that's so inspiring and phenomenal. So there's different levels of collaboration. That's kind of a tough question, but I think that right now, when I'm in this, kind of newer point where I still have so much to learn, it is very self-focused. And I think I'm looking forward to a point where I can be on a team, where I can be nominated for an Emmy. I think all that is super exciting, and it's yet to come.
Right. It'll come.
Thank you.
Right. And what's some advice you could give to somebody who wants to do what you do or become like a part of a nonprofit organization?
I would say the best piece of advice I could offer to someone who's looking to either switch from their career right now and break into something new that they're passionate about is that the internet has so many resources that people might not take advantage of if they're not thinking to. So if you feel self-conscious, like, oh, well, I don't have a great degree in journalism, I don't have a degree in social media, when I went, it was only print journalism, that is so not a reason for you to not try and chase your dream. There is YouTube, there's TikTok, there's every app you could ever imagine to edit videos and create content on your own. Even if you have like a burner account and you're just going through every day and teaching yourself one new thing, that is so valuable. And just having the passion and having the hustle to put yourself out there will get you so much farther than someone who could be the smartest person in the room, but they don't put themselves out there. So I think it's twofold. Putting yourself out there, even if you feel silly, even if you feel like it's ridiculous, you have to remember no one's watching you as hard as you are watching yourself. So put yourself out there and teach yourself. A lot of the time people will be so kind and they'll come help you, but sometimes you've got to teach yourself and you have to be the person to help you the most.
Right. Super fire advice.
Thank you.
I don't want to take too much of your time. I really appreciate you for coming on the podcast.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Keep in touch. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Peace.